Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Parmida, from Bayanabata. Today's episode is about, can we survive on potato? For all of 2016, Andrew Taylor ate only potatoes. Of course, his diet was not just potatoes. He ate both white potatoes and sweet ones, and sometimes mixed in soy milk, tomato sauce, salt, and herbs. He also took B12 supplements, but overall, he ate potatoes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He took 4 blood tests over the year, which he says all came back normal. He even lost weight and felt more energetic. Technically, the traditional white potato has all the necessary amino acids. You need them to build proteins, repair cells, and fight diseases, and eating just 5 of them a day would get you there. However, if you only eat white potatoes, after a long time, you would experience a lack of vitamins and minerals. That's where sweet potatoes come in. Although they belong to a different group than white potatoes, including these orange ones in the mix, increases the probability that the potato consumer will get the recommended daily amount of vitamin A, the organic compound in carrots that your mom told you could make you see in the dark, and vitamin E. Of course, there are a lot of health disadvantages to potatoes, especially when you eat them together. White potatoes contain a lot of a kind of carbohydrate that causes your blood sugar to increase and then decrease. This puts the insulin system in trouble. People who ate a lot of these potatoes were more likely to get diabetes and become obese, according to multiple studies. Andrew Taylor actually lost weight because of eating less and not eating sugar. Losing weight wasn't his final goal. He quit eating most food to teach himself to get comfort and joy from other areas of his life. But now, even though his potato experiment is finished, he still gets very excited about them. It was just an experiment and was exactly like I wanted, he says. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Ta-ta.